Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Maseches Midos Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin with Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah will describe chambers that were built around the Heichal. Ushloishim Ushmoine Toim Hoyusham. There were 38 chambers that were around the three sides of the Heichal. Chamisha Osor Batzofon, 15 in the north. Chamisha Osor Badorom, 15 in the south. Ushmoine Bemarov, and 8 in the west. Bearing in mind that the west represented the wall of the Kodesh HaKodoshim, so that on the other side of that wall you had these chambers. Shebet Sofon, the Shebadorom, as far as the construction of those on the north and southern sides of the Heichal, Chamisho al Gabi Chamisho v'Chamisho al Gabehem. There were three stories of chambers, five chambers on each level. V'shebemarov shlosho al gabi shlosho u'shnayim al gabehem. As far as on the western side, there were two levels of chambers, three at each level, and on the top level, the third level, there were two. So that 15 on the north and 15 on the south is 30, and on the west, 2, 2. 3, 3, and 2 is 8, a total of 38. Ushlosha psochim hoyu l'chol echod ve'echod. There were three entrances in each chamber. Echod lato min hayamin, ve'echod lato min hasmoil. There would be one entrance from the right side and one from the left side. Ve'echod lato sh'al gabov, and a passageway from the lower one to the upper one. Uvekeren mizrochis tzvoinis hoyu chamisha psochim. And as far as the chamber in the northeastern corner, there were five openings. Echod lato min hayamin, ve'echod lato sh'al gabov. There was one to the chamber to the right, one to the chamber above, the Echod La Mesiba, and one passageway to the Mesiba. This will be featured a little bit later, but for our purposes, it was a ramp that started on the, as the Mishnah indicates, on the northeastern, at the northeastern chamber, and it gradually rose, going from the northern side of the Heichal, working around to the western side, and eventually reaching the level of the top chambers on the southern side. The Echod Lapishposh, this is a small opening in the northern part of the chambers. We're talking about the northeastern chambers right now. And this opening went from there to the Shar HaGodol, to the main gate of the Heichal. The Echod La Heichal. And one opening to the Heichal itself. Mishnah Dalet. Hatachtoino Chomesh V'Roived Sheish. In order to appreciate this Mishnah, One has to imagine himself right now on the looking from the outside of any of the given Heichal walls. You're viewing it from the outside. You will notice that the Heichal wall is much thicker at the lower part, and it gradually, in a stair fashion, imagine stairs going up. That was the, and as the stairs going up represented the thinning of the wall as you worked your way up. So at the lowest level, the wall was thick, the next level up, the wall was thinner. In other words, next level up, you walk you as if there was a stair going up, and above that, another stair going up. You may notice that there is a diagram indicating this. We would say this is a you're looking at it as a cutaway version of the thickness of the Heichal wall. These step forms enabled a beam to be placed across from the Heichal wall outwards to an opposite wall, which would support the other end of the beam, and these formed the chambers of the width of the chambers as we had just described, the 38 chambers. So the Mishnah gives us the dimensions. Hatachtoinu Chomesh, that is the dimension of the chamber, had a width of 5 amos. That if you were, for example, looking at the to'im, the chambers on the northern side and the southern side, they had a width of 5 amos running north-south. As far as the to'im, the chambers on the western side, their width east-west was 5 amos. The floor above them, or their ceiling, was made by extending a beam that covered the width of 5 amos, and it would sit on the protrusion of the wall that we described before as the step, accounting for 1 more amo, so that the chamber above had a floor width of 6 amos. So that the Mishnah says the tachtona, the space, the width of the lowest level of chambers was 5 amos. The floor above it had a width of 6. Vohem tzoyis, the middle level of chambers, sheish. In other words, their floor width was 6 amos. And the beam above them, constituting the floor of the third level of chambers, being that the Heichal wall is now narrower as a result of another step up, so the Roved Sheva is the floor of the middle level chamber, the floor or the ceiling of the middle level chamber, which was the floor of the uppermost level chamber, was 7, and hence Vohel Yoino Sheva, the width of the uppermost chamber was 7 amos. Shinemar, the Posuk indicates this phenomenon. Hayotzia tachtono chomesh bo amo, rochbo, the yotzia is the chamber, the lowest chamber was 5 amos in width, vatichono, the middle one, sheish bo amo rochbo, vashlish is the third level of chambers, sheva bo amo rochbo, was 7 amos in width. Mishnah Hay. Now, outside the chambers, there was a type of ramp. There are other meforshim that suggest maybe a spiral staircase, but for our purposes, we'll use the approach of a ramp. That mesiba literally has to do with something that goes around. Now, this ramp started on the northeastern corner of the Heichal. We're talking about a structure that was outside the walls of the To'im, and there was a ramp that started at the northeastern chamber, outside the northeastern chamber. And it gradually rose to the northeastern corner. And from there, from that ramp, you could go to the roof of the chambers. So that you started in the northeastern corner, and you worked away your way around the western side, and eventually reached the northwestern corner. At that point, the ramp had reached its maximum height, at which point you would be able to be, you would have reached the level of the gagos hatoyim, the roofs of the chambers. Hoya oyle v'masiba, uponov l'marov. The Mishnah is now describing what we just described verbally, and that is you started on the ramp, facing when you were standing at the northeast, the southeastern, the northeastern corner. You would then rise. You would start walking in a westerly direction. That's uponov lamarov, holoch al pnei hatzafon, achu magil lamarov. You walked along the northern side of the hechal until you got to the west. Higil lamarov. When you got to the western wall, the Hafach Ponav Ladorum, you would then essentially take a left turn and be facing now south. Holach Kol Pnei Marav, walking along the western wall. Once again, we're outside, we're on a ramp outside the Toim. Achu Magia Ladorum, until he reached the southern wall. Higia Ladorum, Hafach Ponav Lemizrach. At that point, he would take another left turn and then start walking easterly. And then he continues walking on this ramp until he gets to the opening, to the upper level. The opening to the aliyah. The aliyah was, in effect, a second story above the main chamber of the Heichal. That's called the aliyah. So now you reached a point at which you could enter this second story of the Heichal. Shepischo shaliyah posuach ledorom, the opening to get to this aliyah, the second story of the Heichal, its opening was on the southern side of the Heichal structure. Ubepischo shal aliyah hoyu shnei klonsos shel erez. On the southern at this entrance to the aliyah, there were two Erez is a type of wood, two poles. Shebohen hoyu oilin legago shel aliyah. By climbing these two poles, it may have been two vertical poles with rungs between them, forming a type of ladder. You would be able to reach the roof of the aliyah. V'roshe pispesin mavdilin bo aliyah bein hakodesh lebein kodesh hakodoshim. There were protruding beams from the walls of the aliyah, of this second story of the Heichal, to indicate where the division took place between that which was below on the main floor, the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. After all, on the main floor of the Heichal, where you had the Mizbeach HaZov, Menorah, and Shulchan of the Lechem upon him, there was, as you would go from an east to west direction, you would eventually reach a curtain separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the inner chamber, the Holy of Holies, where the Holy Ark, where the Oron HaBris with the Luchos sat in the first Beis HaMikdash. Of course, in the second Beis HaMikdash, they weren't there, but nevertheless, there was a curtain separating the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was on the main level. When you were on the second level, in the Aliyah, you had from the walls, from the, we'll say, the northern wall and the southern wall, some type of beams protruding from the walls, indicating that this is the point of demarcation separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Lulin Hoyu Psuchin V'Aliyah LeBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were openings in the floor of the Aliyah that led down into the Holy of Holies. Shebohen Hoyu Mishalshin Es Ha'ummonim B'Tevos. Through these openings, artisans or craftsmen that were assigned to repair any structural damages in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would descend through these holes from the Aliyah down into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they would be in three-sided boxes, if you will. In other words, they would be able to face the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, descending through some type of makeshift elevator, if you will, three sides close with the worker standing in this box so that he wouldn't see Kadesh Shelo Yozunu Einehem Ibeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that their eyes would not behold that which was in the interior of the Kodesh HaKodashim and be focused right on the work that they had to do on the walls. This idea is that the Holy of Holies was something that only once a year, only the Kohen Gadol would enter it and see what, and see the Aron Bris Hashem and the all the holy grandeur that was represented there. So that workers who were assigned to perform structural repairs were not to gaze upon that site. Mishnah Vav, V'hahechal Me'o Al Me'o Al Rum Me'o. The Hechal, in the Azora, we have the structure that's built in the Azora that contained the Aron Habris, the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach Haktores measured 100 by 100 by 100. In other words, 100 in length, 100 amas in width, and 100 amas of height. The Mishnayos spell out, enumerate each one of the dimensions. Ha'otem Sheish Amos. The Otem was a type of foundation on which the Hechal was built. So this foundation had a height of 6 amos, and on this foundation, the walls of the Hechal were built. The Gavhoi Arboim Amo, the interior height of the Hechal was 40 amos. Now we're reaching now the ceiling of the Hechal, of the Hechal itself. Remember, there were two levels. There was an aliyah as well that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. So the main floor, if you will, had a height of 40 amos. And then above that amo kiur, there were kiur are decorations, some type of carvings and decorations that were at the an amo above the 40 amos of wall. You reach one more amo where there were decorations. V'amosayim base dilfa, 2 amos of base dilfa. Base dilfa, according to the Meforshim, were beams that ran from wall to wall, forming the lower part of the ceiling, if you will. And as far as the word dilfa is concerned, one pshat is it comes from the word lepaf, which is to connect things, so that it connected the walls. These cross beams, 2 amas of height were accounted for by these cross beams. The amo tikra, and above that there were more beams called the tikra that measured 1 amo. The amo ma'aziva, and 1 more amo of height or thickness that was accounted for by the cement that was laid across the tikra. So that when you're dealing with the ceiling of the Hechal, you had an airspace of 40 amas of height, then an amo of decorations along the walls, that's 1 amo of kiur, 2 amas of base dilfa, 1 amo of koros, of tikra, and 1 amo of Ma'aziva. So that from the above the 40 amos, we have accounted for another 5 amos. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Govo Shel Aliyah Arboim Amo, the height of the second story was 40 amos as well. V'amo Kiur, V'amo Sambe Stilfo, V'amo Tikra, V'amo Ma'aziva, the same additional 5 amos that we mentioned for the Hechal proper. V'sholosh amos ma'ke, another 3 amos that were accounted for by a fence around the roof of the Hechal. The amo kola oirev, and another amo that was accounted for by kola oirev, are metal, sharp metal plates that stood along the edge of the ma'ke of the roof of the fence that ran around the Hechal roof in order to keep birds away. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo hoya kola oirev oila min hamida. Rabbi Yehuda says that the kola oirev, these devices that were designed to keep birds away from settling on the roof, were not part of the statistics. Ela arba amos hoya maike. He is of the opinion that the maike, the fence around the roof, was 4 amos. Meha mizrach lemarov, Mishnah Zayin, meha mizrach lemarov, meo amo. the dimensions from running from east to west were 100 amos. And how do we account for that? Koisel ulam chomesh, the ulam, the antechamber wall, thickness of the wall, was 5 amos. For ulam achasesrei, the interior, the chamber of the ulam, was measured 11 amos as you're walking from east to west. Koisel haheichal sheish, the thickness of the heichal wall, 6 amos. V'tocho arboim amo, the interior of the heichal, 40 amos. Amo traxin, 1 amo, which was the division point between the heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That area, that division point, had a thickness of 1 amo. In the first Beis HaMikdash, it was a wall, as the Gemara describes it in Vova Basra. And in the second Beis HaMikdash, there were 2 curtains, and the space between the 2 curtains measured 1 amo. Continuing in our westerly direction, the Esrim Amo Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, the interior of the Holy of Holies, measured 20 amos. Koisel haheichal sheish, the thickness of the heichal wall, another 6. Vahato sheish, the chamber that was on the other side of the western wall, was measured 6 amos, and we described this earlier. The koisel hato chomesh, the wall of the outside wall of the chambers, measured 5 amos in thickness. And with that, we have accounted for 100 amos of Heichal moving from east to west. Hatzofon ladorom shivim amo. In measuring the Heichal itself, excluding the ulam protruded, was the Mishnah will say a little bit later, the ulam protruded 15 amos north and 15 amos south of the Heichal itself. So right now, we're giving you the dimensions of the Heichal itself, north to south, 70 amos without the ulam. So the Mishnah explains, and by the way, just to review, we've already given the dimensions, the vertical dimensions, the height dimensions, that we dealt with in Mishnah Vav. In Mishnah Zayin, we started with the east-west dimension of 100 amos, and now we're going to deal with north-south. Eventually, we have to account for 100 amos, but in the meantime, we're dealing with the Heichal itself, which is 70 amos, as follows. Koisel hamesiba, the wall, the outside wall in which the ramp was located, the outside wall of the ramp, we'll say, was 5 amos. That's chomesh, 5 amos. V'hamesiba, the ramp itself, shalosh, accounted for 3 amos of the width of this ramp. Koisel hato chomesh, the wall of the outer wall of the chambers, was 5 amos. V'hato sheish, the ta measured 6 amos. Koisel haheichal sheish, the outer wall of the heichal, which was served as the inner wall of those chambers, was 6 amos. And by the way, when it says hata sheish, we're dealing with the middle level ta dimension. The wall of the heichal itself was sheish, 6 amos. V'tocho esrim amos, the interior of the heichal, when you're going north-south, measured 20 amos. Koisel haheichal, now we're on the southern, we were going from north-south, now we're at the southern wall of the heichal itself, was accounts for 6 amos. V'ata sheish, the chamber, 6 amos. V'koisel ato chomesh, and the wall of the chamber, another 5 amos. And since we're now on the southern side, there was another gap or opening, which is called Ubeis Horodas Hamayim, Shalosh Amos. It was according to the Meforshim, it was a gap, a type of chamber which allowed water flow to come down from the Heichal, and it ran through this opening called Beis Horodas Hamayim, again on the southern side. And that accounted for 3 amos. V'akoisel chomesh amos, and the outer wall, 5 amos. So that accounts for 70 amos when you're going from north to south. Continuing in our north to south reckoning, ha'ulam, Oideful of Chomesh Esrei Amo Minat Safon. The Ulam accounted for an additional 15 Amos on the northern side. The Chomesh Esrei Amo Minat Dorom, 15 Amos, additional Amos on the southern side. Vehu Hoya Nikro Beis HaChalifos. These juttings, the jutting out of the Hechal, of the Ulam, relative to the Hechal, that area was called the Beis HaChalifos. Shisham Goinzim Es HaSakinim. In the wall of the Ulam, as it jutted out, there were compartments for storing the knives that were used for the Shechita, for the slaughtering of the sacrifices. The word Chalif itself is in a different language, a word indicating a knife. So Beis HaChalifos was the area in which the knives were stored. And as we said, that was in the area of the, that was in the protruding walls of the Ulam, where they protruded beyond the Hechal itself on the north and southern sides. V'Hechal Tzor Me'achor V'Rochom Milofonov. When you look at the Hechal, let's say from above, you will notice that it's Tsar Me'achorov, means it's narrow from its back side. Rochel Milfot, from the front, it's wider. Why? Because of the Ulam's additional Amos, additional protrusion or extension beyond the width of the Hechal. So that when you're approaching the Hechal, or certainly when you're looking at it from above, it would have this, it would give you this impression. The Dome La'ari, and in that fashion it looked like a lion, especially a male lion with its head and mane, which is gives you the impression, it looks like something that's very wide at the front, and it tapers to the back. Shenemar, the Pasuk describing the Beis HaMikdash uses a lion analogy. The Pasuk says, Hoy Ariel, Ariel, Kiryas Chona David. The word Ariel has in it the word Ari, which is a lion. Mo Ari Tsar Me'achorav Rochav Milufanov, just like a lion is narrow from behind and wide from in front. Af HaHechal Tsar Me'achorav V'Rochav Milufanov. So too the Hechal with the Ulam is narrow from behind and wide from in front. We now continue to Omid Beis, Perek Chamishi, the fifth Perek, Mishnah Aleph. Now we continue with the with a discussion concerning dimensions, and since we finished dealing with the dimensions of the Hechal, we now will talk about the length and width dimensions of the Azara itself. And the Mishnah Aleph and Beis deal with those statistics. Mishnah Aleph, Kol Azara Hoisa Urech Mea Ushmoinim Vosheva Al Rochav Mea Ushloshim Vochamesh. The Azara measured in length 187 by width of 135 amos. Min Hamizrach Lemarov, the dimension from east to west, Mea Ushmoinim Vosheva, 187. And how do we account for that? Mekoyim Drisas Yisrael Achas Esrei Amo, the area that a Yisrael was allowed to walk in if he had no other purpose other than to appear in the Beis HaMikdash. He had a right to walk in an area of 11 amos. We're going east to west. So 11 amos for the area of Drisas Yisrael. Drisas literally is to trample or to stomp upon, but for our purposes it means to walk, where they were allowed to walk. Mekoyim Drisas HaKoyhanim Achas Esrei Amo, the area for that the Kohanim were entitled to walk in would be another 11 amos. HaMizbeach Shloishim Ushtayim, the Mizbeach measured at its base 32 amos. Bein Ha'ula Mizbeach Esrim Ushtayim Amo, the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam accounted for 22 amos. And we had in our previous Mishnayos learned about stairs that rose from the floor of the Azara to the Ulam, but the lateral statistic that's of interest for us right now is this 22 Amos. HaHechal Me'o Amo, the Hechal itself, which we dealt with in our previous Perek, was 100 Amos going from east to west. V'Achas Esrei Amo L'Achorei Beis HaKibbutz, and finally 11 Amos on from the back side of the Heichal, meaning from the western wall of the Heichal till the wall of the Azora. That accounts for 187 amos, east to west. Mishnah Beis, Minatzofel Nadoro, Meo Shloshim Mechomesh. From north to south, we will account for 135 amos of Azora. HaKevesh VaHamizbeach 62. The ramp together with the Mizbeach accounts for 62 amos. Min HaMizbeach LaTabos 8 amos. From the Mizbeach to the rings in which the to the rings which were positioned north of the Mizbeach. So from the Mizbeach to the Tabos, the rings for slaughtering the Korbanos, would account for 8 amos. Mekom HaTabos Esrim V'Arba, the rings themselves took up an area going from north, from south to north, another 24 amos. Min HaTabos LaShulchanos Arba, from the rings till the tables, and we mentioned in our previous Mishnayos that these tables were there for the skinning of the animals. So there was from the Tabos, from the rings to the Shulchanos, 4 amos. Min HaShulchanos VeLaNanosim Arba, from the tables to the Nanosim, these were the pillars on which the animals were suspended while they were being skinned. 4 amos. Min haNanosim lekoisel hoAzora 8 amos. From the Nanosim to the northern wall of the Azora, another 8 amos. And then there's a balance of areas that were not accounted for in what we just mentioned. So that balance, well, Mosar bein haKevesh lekoisel. And the balance that we didn't account for with these numbers was taken up by the area between the southern wall of the Heichal and the beginning of the ramp, and the area taken up by the Nanosim. That balance is 25 amos, and as we said, that was accounted for by the space between the southern wall and the beginning of the ramp and the space taken up by the Nanosim. In looking at the Meforshim, there is more detail to that which we have explained, but for our purposes, as we've said before, in presenting these Masechtas of Mishnayos, we leave that to you to look into them further. Continuing now with Mishnah Gimel. Shesh l'shochos hoyu bo'azora. There were 6 chambers off of the Azora, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Sholosh batzofon v'sholosh badorom. 3 chambers in the northern part of the Azora, and 3 chambers in the southern part of the Azora. The Meforshim point out that there are other girsos that in effect switch these around, but for our purposes we're going to continue with this girsa. Shevat Safon, in the northern part of the Azora, there was Lishkas HaMelach, Lishkas HaParvo, Lishkas HaMadichin. The Mishnah elaborates Lishkas HaMelach, the Melach, the literally the salt chamber, Shom Hoyu Noisnim Melach LaKorban. That is the area in which the salt that was needed for sacrifices was stored. Lishkas HaParvo, Shom Hoyu Molchin Oirois Kochim. The Lishkas HaParvo was a chamber in which the skins of sacrifices, the skins were salted. And the salting of skins is part of the tanning procedure that's necessary to convert raw skin into leather. Ve'al Dago Hoyo Beis HaTfila, on the roof of the Lishkas HaParvo, there was a mikveh l'Kohen Gadol b'Yomek Yom Purim. This mikveh was special for the Kohen Gadol, which he used during Yom Kippur when he would go through a number of tvilos, which he did between the changes of garments that took place on Yom Kippur, between the 8 regular Kohen Gadol garments and the 4 white garments that he used for the work in the Kodesh HaKodoshim of Yom Kippur. So on the roof of the Beis HaParvo there was this special mikveh. Lishkas HaMadichin, that was the third chamber. Shisham Hoyu Madichin Kirvei HaKodoshim. In that chamber, the innards of the sacrifices were rinsed out. And from there, there was an access way, a ramp leading to the roof of the Beis HaParva. Mishnah Dalit, Sheva Dorim, the three chambers of the Azorah in the southern section of the Azorah, Lishkas HaEitz, Lishkas HaGoylo, Lishkas HaGozis. And now the Mishnah elaborates. Lishkas HaEitz, Omer Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, Shochachti Mehoiso Meshameshes. Rabbi Eliezer tells us that he forgot what the role of this chamber was. Abashol Omer, Lishkas Kohen Godol. Abashol says that the Lishkas HaEitz is really the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, the chamber of the Kohen Gadol. And the in Maseches Yuma, there is some greater elaboration on what the function of the Kohen Gadol chamber in effect was. Let us continue in our Mishnah. V'hi hoisa achorei shtehem. And it, this Lishkas Ha'etz, or Lishkas Kohen Gadol, was positioned behind the other two, the Lishkas HaGoyla and the Lishkas HaGozis. The Gag Shloshton Shoveh, the roof for these three chambers was the same roof, same level, or equal level roof. One roof covered the three chambers. Lishkas HaGoyla, what was the role of that chamber? Shom Hoya Bor Kavua, there was a pit in that chamber. Galgal Nosun Olov, there was a pulley, a wheel pulley system on that. Umishom Maspikim Mayim Lechol Hazara, from there water was supplied for the water needs in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Once again, as there is a lot more to say about this that you will find in the commentaries, but since our Gemara markings Shiurim on these Masechtas that have only Mishnayos are limited, so we will suffice with just that note that you ought to look into more commentaries in order to gain a fuller appreciation of what's behind some of these points. The Mishnah continues, Lishkas HaGozis, Shom Hoiso Sanhedre Gedolo Sheisrael Yoshevis V'Donas HaKohuna. The Lishkas HaGozis was the chamber in which the high court of Israel, known as the Sanhedrin HaGodol, they sat in session over there, and they judged many cases, but since we're dealing with topics of the Beis HaMikdash, so our Mishnah features, they dealt with Kohen-related matters. The Kohen Shenimtza Bo Psul, a Kohen that was found to be unqualified for service in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, even though he thought he was a Kohen and thought he had all the credentials, they may have found something that would rule him unfit to serve. If they discovered something unfit, then that Kohen Lovei Shchorim, Umisatei Shchorim, he would put on and cloak himself with black garments, V'yotze V'holechlo, and depart. V'shelo Nimtza Bo Psul, and a Kohen that passed the test and was found to be qualified, and no disqualifying characteristics, Lovesh Levonim, Umisatei Levonim, according to the commentaries, this may be a reference to the Bigdei Kohuna itself, that he would put on, which were white in color, so he would clothe himself and cloak himself in white. Nichnas u'mishamish im echov hakohanim, and then enter the Beis HaMikdash, the Azorah, to serve with his colleague kohanim. V'yom tov hoyu osim shelo nimtza psul bezaro shel Aaron hakohen, and when a kohen was found to be qualified, they made a type of holiday for him in his passing the tests, to be qualified. In other words, passing all scrutiny, establishing that he was qualified. V'kach hoyu omrim, and thusly they would proclaim, Baruch hamokoyim baruch hu, Blessed be the Almighty. Shelo nimsa psu bezaro shel Aharon. That nothing disqualifying was found in the children, the offspring of Aharon. Aharon being the first Kohen, and also first Kohen Gadol. Ubaruchu shebochar b'Aharon ubavonov. And blessed be he who chose Aharon and his descendants. Lamod l'shores l'fnei Hashem beveis kodshei hakodoshim. To serve in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Holy of Holies. That concludes not only Maseches Midos, but all of Seder Kodshim. And with this, we conclude our Shiur for today.